Bonus round, Jude. I've got
bonus round.
Bonus round. You ready? Yep. Okay. I've got a few extra questions here. You know, some of them are a bit like make you think. Others just shoot from the hip. All right.
Okay. Okay.
First question. In your home, community, town, wherever you live, what is your go-to restaurant? And at that restaurant, what is your go-to order?
Ooh, gee. Okay, I live in Mudrabar on the Gold Coast, Australia.
Yes, Australia.
You not, like that, Australia?
Not Australia. I mean...
My go-to, I actually like going out for breakfast. That's okay. My favourite going out meal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place called The Oak, and they have this, it's really decadent, as in, you know, maple, what is it? Maple bacon avocado roll. It's ridiculously good.
Maple bacon avocado roll. So where's the maple? Is it in the roll or is it?
It's in the bacon.
So oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maple bacon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And a poached egg or, yeah, do I have a poached egg? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds incredible.
I want to go eat one now.
Mm.
Was that the question? I just yeah, that was the question.
Most, I mean, I
sorry, it's, I just
it is kind of 11 o'clock, so technically
I'd eat breakfast for dinner. So
you could go there for lunch,
yes,
on your way home.
Oh yeah, yeah,
awesome.
I'm
so
coming at you, Oak.
Shout out for Oak.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
On Mudrabar, look it up. I'm sure you'll find it. You'll see me there. What is something that you're curious about right now?
What I'm curious about? Oh, I hate to say it. I'm curious about COVID, I think. I'm fascinated that it's something that is around the world. I'm curious about that. About I suppose I do have a faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm listening. What is going on?
Yes, God, I'm curious. What on earth is happening, right?
True story. That's my question to God. I'm curious. What is going on?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, hate to say it.
Yeah. Well, for all those people that were trying to escape COVID.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I brought it right back in. Gosh.
Oh, I love it.
It's terrible.
If you could live in another country, what country would you live in?
Oh, come on. That's hard.
Okay, I know. For someone as well-traveled as yourself, it's hard to pick. But what country came first into your head? What popped in your head?
I would say Zambia.
Zambia. I love Zambia.
Zambian people are beautiful and, I don't know, I mean, the continent of Africa is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would actually like to live in Africa at some point in my life.
Well, let's just say Africa.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
My wife spent 2.5 years living in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And traveled the whole African continent, and she would say the same. So don't be surprised if we end up.
Hey, we could be neighbors.
One day living in Africa. Yeah, that would be fun, cool. Right? We could travel and tell stories. And
I'll be down with that.
I think my wife would leave me at home with the kids and she'd be traveling with you.
Cool.
I could assure you that. What do you wish you'd known when you'd started out?
When I started out, I wish, I still actually probably do know that I can do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Sometimes I get very kind of, I'm not good enough.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to make a mistake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, just do it regardless.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect advice. I think we all need to hear. How often do we think, am I enough, right? Do I have what it takes?
Oh, but, yeah, it's horrible. I hate to say that too. But it's confession time. Wow. Is this confessional bonus round?
Confessional. All right. Who's someone that you look up to?
Ooh, golly. I have a big, big crush. Sounds silly. On missionaries. I think they're amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
I think one of my dearest friends, Chris Shadbolt, I have the highest respect for that man because he's just doing it.
Mm.
He's just out there doing it. Yeah, I think and not old school missionaries. I know they probably get a bit of a bad rap, but there's really amazing people out there. There's another lady called Jill Lovell. She's awesome, who just, you know, they're in the trenches every day and they're – alongside people you know, doing.
Dedicating their whole life, not just a portion of like every.
Yeah, yeah. I really respect those kind of people who are just doers. I think that's a broad stroke of the brush, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they have my respect.
Awesome.
Those guys.
And what is something that you have failed at recently?
Failed? Gee whiz, I feel like I fail all the time.
This really is confession, the confession booth now, isn't it?
Oh, it's getting deep here.
But it doesn't have to be deep. No, it could jokes. Be, heck, I failed at, like, you know, oh, I don't know, putting the cap on the toilet.
okay, yeah, let's just keep it light.
The toilet.
What have I failed? I fail a lot at cooking.
Okay, really?
Not going to lie.
I'm striking.
Yeah, you know, I try to dabble in it, but, yep. You know, I can't say I'm the
Who
greatest.
Does most of the cooking in your house?
Glenn does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Awesome.
How good's that?
That's is good. Pretty good. I got my wife a Thermomix so that she could, know. Yeah. And she loves it.
Yeah.
But it means that she's always experimenting different things.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Very fortunate.
Oh, well, I've just discovered slow cooks. You can't really fail in that.
Just shove it all in?
Yeah.
And walk
Happy
away?
Happy days, yeah. I haven't failed at that yet, so. But, yeah, other cooking, maybe fail.
So good. I love this question. What is something I should have asked you but I didn't?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You asked me so many good questions.
It's kind of my secret way of you being able to compliment me and saying, Tim, you just did a great job. There's nothing you could have asked me.
You had me. You hooked me in. Woo, I just reeled me in on that one because you really did.
No.
I think we covered it. I can't think.
Yeah. All righty. Well, stumped you on that one.
Yeah,
last
you did.
One. Very stumped. Most important question I ask all my guests is, why does justice matter to you?
Justice matters to me because injustice sucks.
Hmm.
Hate to use the same word, but injustice, I really, in terms of injustice, I struggle when I see someone who is vulnerable and they're being taken advantage of. You know, working with people from developing nations and the poor, you realize poverty, you know, what it can do in terms of, say, something like education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my project with Mission Educate, even I was like, wow, I took my education for granted.
Right.
You know, and what education
opportunities it offers.
The impact it has. Yeah. Generationally on a human being, on a community. Mm. You know, when you can write your own name, when you can sign things or understand, you know, when someone's not educated, they can be taken advantage of. And I really hate when you see that people can be taken advantage of. Mm. Like, that just, that gets me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why justice is important. And I guess justice as in, you know, humans are amazing, you know. And I think we all have the right to certain things, you know. We all have the right to health. We all have the right to education. So
well said, beautifully said, Jude. Thank you again for coming in and sharing your story and sharing the stories of so many people out there. You're a gift. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.